My understanding is that in these huge walls, they have two doors. One is, you know, a lot of things could go through. Camels, men, women, piled high, riding, and anything. But then next to it, for security purposes, there is this opening that one person can get through at a time. And they might have been standing up in that day and age, but probably we would have to bend over a little bit to get through it. All right? So just one person at a time could get through. What do you think the advantage of a city to have a door like that would be? If one soldier came through at a time, it would be pretty easy to pick him off, wouldn't it? Right? Guess what they call that door? The eye of the needle. So it's not like, you know, trying to get your glasses on and find the eye of a needle to put a string through it. That's not the eye of the needle that Jesus is talking about. All right? So they're saying it's easier for a camel to get through that eye of a needle, where they're not supposed to go, where one person only can get through it, than it is for a rich person to get to heaven. Well, let's look at this. Without getting too deep, if you read the scripture carefully, it really doesn't have anything to do with the fact that the man was rich. If you look at the scripture carefully, it has to do with the fact that he held on to his riches. You ever noticed that? Some of you that have read that scripture or studied that scripture before? He held on to his riches more than he wanted to hold on to Jesus. Did you hear that? He was unwilling to give up his riches to follow Jesus. That is, he loved his riches more than he loved Jesus. Jesus had already covered this just a few chapters before, but obviously this guy wasn't there whenever he taught on this, and that was in Luke 14. I believe I have that in your notes, Luke 14. And in Luke 14, Jesus spoke of hating father and hating mother and hating wife and children and brothers and sisters. Anybody remember that scripture? You know, whenever I was growing up, I just thought, man, how audacious is that? Well, okay, whenever I was a teenager, no, I didn't say how audacious was that. But how could you expect me to love you more than I love my mom and dad? You ever thought about that? How could you expect me to hate my mom and dad? You see, I was kind of missing the point. Whenever you get to looking back underneath the words of the scripture, Jesus is saying not to hate. Jesus is saying you need to love me, the Son of God, the one whom all creation took place through, more than you love your brothers and your sisters and your friends and your mother and your father and your brothers and sisters. Does that make sense? So Jesus is saying, love me more as the Son of God than you love any earthly life, anything on this earth. So, he wasn't literally speaking of hating them. He was saying that you've got to love me, the Son of God, more. I hope you get that. Now, therefore, if we love our money more than we love Jesus, or if we hold on to our money more than we hold on to Jesus, or if we would rather let go of Jesus than to give away our money, then we are less likely to get into heaven than the camel than that camel being successful getting through the eye of the needle. Does that make sense? So really those top three things are saying the same thing, just in different ways. So if we're willing to let go of Jesus before we let go of our money, we're less likely to get to heaven than that camel being able to make it through the eye of a needle. All right, so mission possible this morning.